جنبی میرا جنبی اسپیشل تھنگس آر بیلوڈ پروفیٹ ڈیڈ سی میرا جنبی میرا جنبی دا لیڈر امام الانبیاء از ہی.
الحمد للہ رب العالمین الصلاة والسلام على سید الانبیاء والمرسلین اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الصلاة والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ الصلاة والسلام علیک یا حبیب اللہ الصلاة والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ وعلی آلک و اصحابک یا نور اللہ. The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has stated, whoever writes my name in a book, for as long as my name remains therein, the angels will continue doing istighfar for him. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated, when the greatest and the holiest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said to Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu salam at Mi'raj night, O Jibreel, my people will slander me and they will not testify for me. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu salam humbly said, if your people slander you, so what happens? Abu Bakr will testify because he is Siddiq. The same thing in the morning of Mi'raj night happened, when our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, standing near Hatim Kaaba, mentioned this wonderful Mi'raj night to the people. So the faith of true Muslims became stronger, but hypocrites and polytheists were deeply shocked as to how such a long journey was made only during one night. Polytheists ran and reached Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and started saying, do you testify whatever your friend has said, that he had visited Masjid al-Aqsa from Masjid al-Haram? He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu replied, قَالَ ذَلِكَ. Has the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam really stated the same thing? They said, yes. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu replied, لَإِنْ قَالَ ذَلِكَ لَقَدْ صَدَقَ. i.e. it is definitely true if the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated it. They said, أَوَا تُصَدِّقُهُ أَنَّهُ ذهب الليلة إلى بيت المقدس وجاء قبل أن يصبح. i.e. do you also testify to this surprising thing as well, that he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam went to Baytul Muqaddas last night and returned prior to the morning? He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, na'am, I also testify the heavenly news of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in the morning and the evening. Certainly those things are more surprising and astounding than this one. Thus Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu became famous as Siddiq afterwards. Some hypocrites starting raising different types of questions in order to reject this great miracle. For example, it is stated in the blessed hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Quraishun tas'aluni an masraya. Quraysh were asking questions about my Mi'raj journey. فَسَأَلَتْنِي عَنْ أَشْيَاءَ مِنْ بَيْتِ الْمَقْدَسِ لَمْ أُثْبِتْهَا. They asked me questions about those things of Baytul Muqaddas. So Allah Azza wa Jal raised Baytul Muqaddas for me, and I started looking at it. Therefore, I kept telling them about what Quraysh was asking me. Hakim al-Ummad Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi stated that those questions were useless. For example, how many pillars and steps are there of Baytul Muqaddas? Where is the pulpit? It is quite obvious that such things cannot be memorized instead of seeing many times. So how is it possible to remember them after seeing them once? Unbelievers said that whatever you are talking about, Arsh and Kursi, we do not know. We have seen Baytul Muqaddas. Tell us everything and anything, any signs, any particulars of this place. Therefore Allah Azza wa Jalla divided this Mi'raj into two parts. One from Masjid al-Haram to Baytul Muqaddas, and second from Baytul Muqaddas to the head of Arsh, so that people could get information about the first part of Mi'raj with evidences. When particulars of Baytul Muqaddas were asked, so the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was a little worried. Though the Prophet of Rahmah, intercessor of Ummah, The owner of Jannah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam entered Baytul Maqaddis. He did not pay attention to his particulars. Furthermore, it was a dark night. Allah commanded Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. So Sayyidina Jibreel lifted Baytul Maqaddis on his wings and placed it near the house of Sayyidina Aqil in Makkah. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam kept looking at it and answering their questions. Remember, to bring Baytul Maqaddis to the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam after lifting is a miracle, as the throne of Bilqis was presented in the court. After being lifted is the miracle of Sayyidina Sulaiman. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Anyway, when the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam answered all the questions of the polytheists of Makkah regarding Baytul Maqaddis, so since they were testing this miracle through their wisdom instead of believing in it, and even they were trying to prove it false out of their enmity, they started asking about the caravan that went to Egypt from Makkah Mukarramah for trade. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam told them that the caravan was found in so and so place of the blessed Makkah and Egypt. It has so and so number of men walking, and so were on camels. They were then asked the question from the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam as to when they would enter Makkah Mukarramah upon their return. So he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam replied that the caravan would enter Makkah Mukarramah on Wednesday. A grey colored camel whose saddle is black will be in front of them, loaded with two sacks. Whatever the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam stated, the same thing happened. Upon the manifestation of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam's miracles, the polytheists were ashamed but did not embrace Islam. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madni channel, from this we realize what the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam knew about the blessed Makkah and Egypt. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam knowledge was given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now inshallah azza wa jal, we will listen to some of the incidents that happened during the journey of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. During the Mi'raj to Jannah, the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam heard the sound of someone's footsteps. Regarding this, it was told to the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam that the footsteps are of Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Dear Islamic brothers, see the highly exalted and greatest nobility of Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam heard the sound of his footsteps. How did Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu obtain this great status? A question could come into mind. Let's listen how. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated a hadith in Sahih Muslim, page 957, hadith 2458, that once the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam asked Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu at the time of Fajr, "Tell me which acts you did in Islam at Fajr time, for which you have hoped to receive a greater reward." "I heard the sound of your footsteps during the blessed night in heaven." Then Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, "I did not do any act in Islam for which I hope to get any benefit from, but this, that when I perform complete ablution, meaning wudu, or the ritual bath during the night or the day, I perform salah with that purification, what Allah has ordained for me to pray." Commenting on the above mentioned blessed hadith, Hakim al-Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi stated, "Sayyidina Bilal's appearance in Jannah is like those servants who escort kings. It means, O Bilal, which is that work which privileged you to serve me? Remember, on the blessed night of ascension, neither did Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu accompany the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, nor did he ascend for the Mi'raj. But the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam saw the situation which will transpire after the hereafter, that the beloved and the blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam will enter Jannah before all the creatures in a way that Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu will be escorting him." We come to know some rulings from this blessed incident that Allah azza wa jal made the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam aware about the end results of people. Who is a Jannati or who is a Jahannami? Whose state is higher in Jannah and what is the level of dwellers of hell, etc. All this information is from Ulum-e-Khamsa, certain secret knowledges. And the second important fact is that the blessed ears and the blessed eyes of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam can listen and witness things to happen in a distant future. Thirdly, the way one leads his life in this world is the same way he would be in the hereafter. As Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala spent his life serving the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in the world, so he would do in the same in the hereafter. Allama Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has added to the above mentioned blessed reply of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Whenever I made wuzu or ghusl in the day or night, I performed two optional rak'at of tahiyyatul wuzu. Remember that the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam questioned Sayyidina Bilal for him to answer himself and for the ummah to follow this. Otherwise, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is already aware of everyone's apparent and concealed deeds. Furthermore, this exalted status is only for Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu due to performing nafal prayers. If thousands of people perform these nafal prayers regularly, they will never obtain this blessed reward. Dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, through this narration we realize the excellence and significance of tahiyyatul wuzu, nafal prayers after wuzu, along with the great status and the rank of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir Ahl-Sunnat, the founder of Da'wat Islami, Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razavi Ziyai Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, has presented us with the Madani gift of said 72 Madani In'amat. In there it says Tahiyyatul Wuzu is also one of these. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the privilege to act upon the Madani In'amat with sincere intention. Ameen Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi wa Alihi Wasallam. Now continuing the journey of the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi wa Alihi Wasallam. While ascension continued are beautiful and lush valleys of heaven, the noble Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi wa Alihi Wasallam arrived at a river called Bayzakh, tents of which were adorned with green emerald pearls and rubies. Meanwhile, a voice was heard, As-salamu alayka ya Rasool Allah. The noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam inquired from Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, whose voice is this? He alayhi salatu salam humbly said, they are veiled heavenly maidens in these tents. They sought permission from Allah azza wa jal to make salam to you, and Allah azza wa jal grant them permission. Then heavenly maidens said, we all live happily. We would never be a cause of any conflict and hatred, and we are all eternal. We would never be annihilated. Dear Islamic brothers, ponder over this. How beautifully and gracefully Jannah has been adorned by Allah Azza wa Jal for His bondsmen, and how excellent are the blessings in it. It is reported that in the blessed night of Mi'raj, the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam passed by some people who had other people appointed over them. Some of them had split jaws, and some amongst them would cut the flesh of those people and put it in their own mouths, and they were being forced to eat their own flesh, saying, eat as you used to eat the flesh of your brother in the world. The greatest and the holiest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam asked Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi wa sallam as to whom those people were. He replied, they are the backbiters and slanderers of your ummah. The noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, in the blessed night of Mi'raj, the ascension, I saw some people who were hanging from branches of fire. So I asked, O Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, who are these people? He replied, these are the people who used to abuse their parents in the world. Tubu ilallah, astaghfirullah. My dear son brothers, ponder over these two narrations. That the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, they used to eat their flesh of their brothers. And in another narration, he said that he saw some people were hanging from branches of fire. So he asked Jibreel alayhi salam to who these people were. They replied, these are those people who used to abuse their parents in the world. Now my dear son brothers and viewers of Madani channel, think for yourself, do you abuse your parents? Do you backbite those close ones due to jealousy and hatred? May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the ability to save ourselves from backbiting and abusing our parents. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Then the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam continued, said that I passed by a group of people There were pieces of torn clothes on their fronts and butts. They were grazing on the thorny grass of hell like animals and were swallowing the heated stones of hell. I asked Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam as to who those people were. He replied, they are the people who did not used to pay the zakah of their wealth. Allah Azza wa Jal has not oppressed them, and Allah Azza wa Jal does not oppress anyone. Dear sons and brothers, ponder over these punishments and keep comforts of Jannah and divine blessings in mind. Who could bear these horrible torments? I swear by Allah Azza wa Jal, no one has the strength to bear the torments of hell. Look at your inability and weaknesses. Alas, even a slight of fear and headache becomes a cause of agony for us. Then how shall we be able to bear the painful and torments of the hereafter? Therefore, we still have time available. Become afraid and seek true repentance. Otherwise, if we miss this opportunity and death overcomes us, before seeking repentance, then only destruction will be left for us. Remember, this worldly life contains a few days, whereas life of the hereafter is eternal. Undoubtedly, successful are only those who improve the hereafter, taking advantage of this life, and enter Jannah by doing good deeds which attain the pledge of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi wa Alihi Wasallam. Let us try preparing for Jannah by doing good deeds. Jannah is the abode where there is no sorrow or no grief like others. To become punctual in performing virtuous deeds and refrain from sins, associate yourself to the Madani environment of Dawat Islami, an international non-political propagation movement of Quran and Sunnah. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami's work has spread over 200 countries. May Allah Azza wa Jal privilege us to be part of Dawat Islami every moment in our lives. Before we wrap up our silsila, let's listen to the blessing in the month of Rajab al-Murajab that one person can attain from the blessed month. Sayyidina Khalid bin Ma'adan wa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi stated, there are five such nights in the year that whoever whilst affirming them spends them in the worship with the intention of gaining reward, Allah Azza wa Jal will make him enter paradise. Number one, the first night of Rajab, i.e. worship during this night and fast during the day. Number two, the 15th night of Sha'ban, i.e. Shabbe Bara'at, i.e. worship during this month and fast during the day. Three and four, the night of Eid al-Fitr and the night of Eid al-Adha, the night between 9th and 10th Zulhijjah to al-Haram. Worship during these months, do not fast during these days, as it is impermissible to fast in the days of Eid. And number five, during the night of Ashura, 10th night of Muharram, worship during the night and fast during the day. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu has reported, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever performs one fast in the month of Rajab, it will be like fasting for 1 year. Whoever performs 7 fasts, the 7 doors of hell will be closed for him. Whoever performs 8 fasts, the 8 doors of heaven will be open for him. Whoever performs 10 fasts, Allah Azza wa Jal will grant him whatever he asks for. And whoever performs 15 fasts, a caller announces, your previous sins have been forgiven. So start afresh as your evil deeds have been replaced by your good deeds. And whoever does more, Allah Azza wa Jal grants him more. Sayyidina Nuh ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu salam stepped onto his ark in Rajab. He himself fasted and ordered his companions to fast too. His ark travelled for 6 months until the 10th of Muharram al-Haram. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abdul Haq Muhaddith Dehlvi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has narrated the following hadith of our beloved and the blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Rajab is a month among the months of Hurma, sacredness, and its days are inscribed on the door of the sixth sky. If a person fasts for 1 day in Rajab and completes it with piety, then that door and that day in which he fasted will seek forgiveness for him from Allah Azza wa Jal and will say, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive this servant. If this person fasts without observing piety, that door and that day will not seek forgiveness for him, and they will say to him, your nafs has betrayed you. My dear Islam brothers, we have learned that remaining hungry and thirsty is not the sole purpose of observing fast. Rather, it is important that we prevent every part of our body from sins. If one continues to commit sins despite fasting, then he is severely deprived. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, Whosoever fasts on the 27th of Rajab, Allah Azza wa Jal will record the reward of 60 months of fasting for him. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madrin Channel, from this blessed narration of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we learn the reward and excellence of the fast in the month of Rajab al-Murajab. The Madrin requests that you fast in this blessed month and reap its reward. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the ability to act upon what has been said and pass it on to others. And may Allah Azza wa Jal give us the ability to respect the month of Rajab al-Murajab. Ameen, bijahi al-Nabi al-Ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Mirajun Nabi, Mirajun Nabi, special things our beloved Prophet did see. Mirajun Nabi, Mirajun Nabi, the leader, Imamul Anbiya is here.